Well, guys, we're back again with steak and eggs. And as a result of the recent election, Donald Trump winning the presidency, we have removed all women from the premises. Emmy will not be here now and for at least the next 4 years. Pretty crazy, huh? What do you think?
It's been great, man.
Wow.
What's crazy is I'm glad Emmy would stick to her guns about how she said that she would leave America when Trump won, but
she did.
All these other fake-ass celebrities, they're still chilling here like that. You know, nothing even happened.
Well, they're going to leave America for a vacation for 3 days.
Yep.
That's what it's going to be. Then they'll come back and keep complaining.
There was somebody who went live on Twitch. I don't think it was the guy that you don't like. What's his name? The crazy guy?
Which one?
The Dan Salt man? Is that the guy?
No, I like him. He's fine. I talked to him before.
Oh, okay. There's some weird guy on Twitch.
There's a lot of those.
Gray hair, slick back, long nose. Looks like he plays like 80 hours of RuneScape.
Okay, well, what did he do?
Okay, he said every single celebrity that said they would leave the United States, he said, Billie Eilish, get the fuck out. Next name, get the fuck out. And, you know, there's so many people who doom posted about this election, but maybe I'm crazy. I feel like I'm the only person here. Feel like things are going to be fine.
I mean, if there's a time for things not to be fine, this will be that time. There are some crazy things that they're planning on doing. I don't mean crazy as in, like, you could say they're bad or not. We're not going to get into, like, whether it's good or not. But like some extreme things that are going to be happening.
Okay, so here's what I've seen about the... Okay, so Donald Trump won.
He did.
And I did want to give this opinion, which was, I really feel like Kamala Harris was inconsequential to this election entirely. And I think it was the people who wanted Donald Trump and who didn't want Donald Trump. They would vote for any candidate that wasn't him.
Oh, yeah. No, you're totally right. More people voted against Donald Trump than voted for Kamala Harris.
Yes.
And this was the same in 2020 with COVID. Like, did Biden get 81 million votes? Well, if you count the amount of people that hated Trump, I bet maybe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, in my firm belief, I believe Donald Trump is now the only president who's actually won 3 elections.
Of course,
that
right,
was like,
yeah.
That, dude, the roaches came up with that one. That one was so fucking funny.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That shit was hilarious. By the way, I was farming so much on Twitter, man.
And yeah?
I had to break
people have been getting their people getting their feelings about some of those posts on Twitter.
Bro,
They've been real mad about it.
I didn't even vote.
Yeah, you didn't?
I didn't even vote, bro.
See, it's like stolen valor.
I know. To be fair, I was going to. And then I realized I am not registered in Texas yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is. So you just can't even do it.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was pretty much a blowout. I remember when all the results are coming in. What's crazy is that the last time a Republican won the popular vote was in 2004 with Bush.
Bush was good, wasn't he? Do we like Bush?
I mean, like, if you work in a company that does military contracting, you thought Bush was probably one of the best presidents ever.
Oh, so that's why my family loved him.
Right. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so, yeah, I mean, basically, ever since then, and that was like right after September 11th, right?
Yeah.
Which was like Helldivers 2 for the United States. Crazy. And so, like, yeah, it was very, very historic what happened.
So, to my knowledge, the big changes that are coming that people are worried about are the tariffs,
right?
Religion being brought back into school.
To an extent, yeah.
And abortion changes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, with the abortion thing, like, so the abortion change already happened.
Yeah.
So basically, the justices that Trump had appointed struck down, like, the Roe versus Wade decision, which was basically a federal, like, not really a mandate or, like, a guideline on abortion. And so now the states can decide it themselves.
Yeah.
So, like, Trump didn't ban abortion, but he gave states the ability to vote on banning abortion.
Okay.
Basically. Yeah.
And why are people thinking that that's bad, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's the same reason why it would be bad for a state to vote on slavery, for example. Let's think about it, right?
Okay, yeah,
and so, like, if you give people's civil liberties the ability to be voted on, the big problem is that people that have liberties that are not necessarily the majority, right? Like, let's say gay people and gay marriage.
Yeah.
Like, gay people, like, LGBT, it's like 7-8%, right?
Sure.
Very, very small percentage of people. However, you know, should the majority be able to just kind of, like, suppress them and, like, just vote them down? No, obviously not. So, like, sometimes you have to have rules that are, like, on a federal level in order to ensure that people are treated the fair and right way.
So So, okay. So first of all, now I get it.
Yeah.
I was informed that I believe it was 4 or 5 years ago that Donald Trump was able to elect 3 new members of the Supreme Court that were all red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now people believe that Donald Trump will be able to make more effective changes because he has a higher control of the Republican Party in the Supreme Court.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So when I was talking about the whole, so states will have different laws and restrictions on what you can or cannot do.
Sure.
I was okay with that for the reason of,
all right.
If the entire nation has to abide by the same laws and regulations, if you disagree with those laws and regulations, then you have to move out of the entire country. Whereas if the states have different laws and regulations, it'd be much easier to move a state to find it within your country rather than having to move out of your country to find a different country that you are okay with abiding by those laws and regulations.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that anybody needs to move out of the country because abortion is legal, right? I mean, like, yeah, so it's like, I see what you're saying. I think that in some cases that does make sense. And that's why states' rights are important.
Yeah.
But whenever you're talking about like core foundational, like civil liberties, I think they're better handled at a federal level, right? Okay. Where it's like slavery.
That's not good.
Well, that we pretty much have an agreement on that. Well, we didn't have an agreement on that. You know, that was the thing. Yeah. There was a huge problem with this, and so there was that problem, and then like women being able to vote, you know, black people being able to vote, and then they had like, you know, there was like an intermediary there, and so like there were a number of these like other like civil issues where it's like basic people's rights that you kind of have to have on a federal level because of what you're saying, right? Because of how much states differ and how much discord that can create. Like imagine one state where, you know, like you can't, I don't know, like women can't vote, right? Or something like that. It's like crazy.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
It is the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I was, I keep on thinking about that slavery thing that you brought up where like slavery is abolished.
But yeah.
I watched this video. I think you watched the same video.
Okay.
On why men are slowly giving up.
Yes, I have. Bro, I've seen a lot of videos like that.
I had to end stream after watching that.
Why?
It's just depressing. Because, I mean, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I was there. And it reminded me where I used to be. Because I think you've said—
So was I.
Yeah. We've both in a pretty similar situation where I believe you were on welfare.
I was. It was great.
And slavery, while in essence it is banned, you can't just go and buy a human. I mean, it kind of feels like the government can buy humans by just offering people the bare minimum of survival and kind of keep you locked up in this cycle of where you work until you're 70 and then you die.
I think that's not really, I mean, like that's you being a slave to circumstances necessarily. Like everybody is, it's like, you know, you're a slave to gravity in a way, right?
It was
like, you just have to abide by certain circumstances that exist in like the natural world.
Yeah.
And so like the problem I think that a lot of people have, and especially young guys, is that they don't have like a, there's no like guaranteed path to success.
Absolutely.
Right? And like, so before you would go to school, you would get a good job, you would be able to, you know, work 30 years, get your pension, own a house, own a boat, own a car, have a family, everything's good.
Owning a house in 2024.
Imagine doing that, right?
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, you've got to be a streamer.
Yeah.
And so, it's basically impossible, right? And so I think that young guys, because like especially, it's especially true for like really young guys. Like I'm talking like, I would say 18 to like 24, because like that's the point where there's probably the biggest discrepancy between like male privilege and female privilege. Where like a lot of young girls have the option to do something like OnlyFans, or, you know, they have like an innate value because of their appearance or because of their age, right?
Yeah.
Whereas a guy has the opposite, where it's like, if you're a 19-year-old guy, you know, unless you're working on an oil rig or something, you're basically fucking useless.
Absolutely.
So I think that that's also the problem, is that like as me, right? I mean, and you're 30 now too, right?
Yeah.
So it's like—
Turn to 31 next month.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. And so like, that's the thing, right? It's like, so you see things turn around and like, you know, things kind of balance out, right?
Yeah.
But like, especially young guys don't have that perspective. And it's hard to really explain that perspective in a way that's not toxic.
I mean, when you say maybe these women can be gifted with good genetics.
Absolutely.
Well, it's actually a lot easier than that.
Yeah.
Because I know many women, not one, I know many women who will just cosmetically alter their appearance.
Oh, yeah.
People, well, and I mean, I shit you not, Asim. 3 women that I've known Nobody gave a fuck about him. I mean, nobody gave a fuck about him until they bolted on a pair of titties.
Nobody cared about me until I put on the mask. Yeah, no, I know.
It's insane.
Of course.
Like the cosmetic surgeries, I mean, it's, dude, it's kind of, you know, obviously getting $60,000, $70,000 is pretty rough to do, but you spend $70,000.
It's a good investment.
Yeah, $70,000, make $100,000 on OnlyFans every goddamn month.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's wild because it's not these extremes. It's not these one-off examples. Multiple people that I've known.
Yeah.
People that know other people know the exact same people. So much so that people, there are literally so many girls who get out of school and just think, oh, I'm just going to make OnlyFans for a career.
And the sad thing about that is the fact that it's actually, like, there's a massive survivorship bias.
Yeah.
Everybody sees, you know, Karina Koff or Jenna Lynn Meowry or like Amarath, like, oh, wow, they made millions of dollars. But like, that's really not the norm.
Absolutely.
And that's really the problem is that a lot of the girls, they'll see this, they'll try to do it. And there are plenty of girls that are very attractive that just for whatever reason don't get popular, right? Yeah. Like a lot of it is marketing. A lot of it is just kind of like, you know, people's, you know, like just preferences, et cetera. And so there are tons of cases where you can have everything going for you and things just still don't go well.
Well, the other thing is, and I love talking about this, by the way.
Yeah.
These OnlyFans girls don't get it. They show way too much, way too quick. And the moment you reach a new peak on OnlyFans,
that's the new normal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the moment you show nipples, it's got
to
be
everything
every single
has
time.
To be like
the
that.
The moment you suck one dildo, that's got to be every single time. You got to bait them out and you got to fucking lie and you got to clickbait and you got to up the charges.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, you said that, you know, it's not everybody who gets, you know, the big bucks. Absolutely true. Sure. Maybe I'm just fucked up because I've even known people who have just opened an OnlyFans to their friend group, mind you.
Yeah.
Who are making an additional $45,000 every single month just from that.
Oh, well,
These
aren't
even content creators.
Sure. I'm sure it happens. Yeah, of course, right? I don't think it's like super common, but you're right about that. And yeah, no, you're absolutely. Like, yeah, the kind of stuff with like, any type of thing like that is always going to be a massive survivorship bias. Yep. And also like, because we're streamers, we know other girls that are streamers and like they're kind of in that same space. And so it might seem very common. I don't know really how well a lot of girls do. It's hard to say, but there are a lot of them that are obviously going to think like, yeah, this is a really good idea.
Girls, if you're thinking of getting into OnlyFans, let me give you Tekton's masterclass.
Well, like here's the thing. Never post nudity.
Yep.
Never do it.
Never.
Never fucking do it. Because as soon as you do it, that's the new normal.
Yep.
That's what people always want to see. So you always try to do something that's close to it without actually going all the way.
And also, when you don't show, okay, I'm glad Emmy's not here. When you show, when you show your pussy and your nipples, that's a huge risk you're taking. Because dudes won't tell you this. Because if that shit looks weird, it kills all interest they're going to have towards you.
That's right.
So here's the easy success to making it as a sex worker. Have an OnlyFans and a Fansly and a Patreon. Repost the same shit on every single platform. Immediately get a manager to pretend that they're you to instant message and offer $5 for dick ratings. Have... Have a free OnlyFans.
Everything he's saying is right, except for one thing. It should be $20 for dick ratings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Make your OnlyFans and Fansly free, but make people pay-per-view the images and videos that
you
offer via DMs. This will make them be more parasocial. Also, you have to have a Twitter. Plug your OnlyFans in every single Asmongold post that you ever make and leave a profound comment about why he's wrong. And here's the general approved public
opinion. I can't
believe
you would do this. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, this is
dude.
So wrong. Yeah, there's a lot of girls that do that on mine. It's funny to me, right? Yeah. It really is. And the thing is, like, it works really, really well.
Yes, it does.
And so guys fucking see this and they see this dumb thought getting fucking $10,000 a month for being hot. Yep. And here they are actually being hot because they're working out in the fucking sun for $3,000 a month and they're losing their goddamn minds.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're furious.
Here's a tip, a money-saving tip to all my gooners out there. If a girl's OnlyFans, if they're so desperate for people to click on their OnlyFans, they have to clickbait you in the comments, it ain't worth buying. Every single time. If it was good, people would have found it already. They're all fucking mid. Don't waste your time. Yeah, there's nothing there worth saying.
I have never subscribed to a single OnlyFans, Patreon, Fansly, Loyal Fans, any of that, Likey, any of that. Never.
Never once. If you ever paid for porn?
Never.
Never, really?
Never. Not even once.
Damn. I remember this one time I paid $100.
For what?
Custom 3D animation, 3 minute long.
Oh, well, that no, there's no way that was only $100.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's really good deal.
I interviewed the guy who I made it from later, too.
Uh-huh.
Guy was fucking hilarious. Oh, I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was Widowmaker from
what
Overwatch.
What a surprise.
Yeah, I think they were getting throat fucked on a bench press machine. That shit was dope.
It's actually crazy that people, I think that more people know the Overwatch characters from porn than from Overwatch.
They do.
Yeah.
They absolutely do. And I think that's great. I think it's the same thing with Genshin Impact, Honkai Star Rail, Wuthering Waves. And what's crazy is I've been working on NoFap for a while.
Yeah.
When you watch these anime, when you play mm-hmm. these video games, it is actually absurd how porn-pilled you become.
Really?
Very quickly. Playing like watching anime, playing these mobile games, it is, they're pretty much programming you to become gooners.
Well, yeah, that's what they make their money on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because like I feel like a lot of the games now, like with Genshin Impact, they at least tried to be kind of classy, right?
They tried.
They really did. They tried to be classy. And then with Honkai Star Rail, they still were like, all right, we're going to be a little bit classy. Yeah, okay, you know, back and forth. But then with, you know, they had Kafka, they had that Jade character. There were a couple of other ones that was like, all right.
Yeah.
But then with Zenless Zone Zero, they totally just gave up.
Yep.
And it's basically porn.
It is.
Can't believe, I'll watch these trailers and it's like, this is for a game?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yep.
What's going on?
That reminds me of something that I watched recently too, which was, and I'm wondering what your stance is on this, because I know what mine is.
Yeah.
I think my stance on this, which is children on the internet. And my viewpoint on children is, for what comes to, There's these people who are accusing Pokimane and Amaranth of essentially selling porn to children and grooming minors by existing, because when they stream on Twitch and loot outfits, there's minors on this website and they should be ashamed of what they're doing. And in my opinion, that is the biggest load of bullshit I've ever heard. If a website has the warning of, are you 18 and up, and they click yes, I just feel like that's completely out of the streamer's control.
I think that there are two things that are true. Number one, OnlyFans girls do use Twitch as a vehicle to advertise OnlyFans 100%. And sell porn.
Absolutely.
That's what they're doing. That's why it says, click my socials, and it says, you know, suggestive content, are you sure you want to see it? And there's a bunch of fucking stuff. So they're clearly trying to use Twitch to sell porn.
100%.
But those streams are 18 plus, and you have to be 18 to watch those streams. And they have the same restrictions that actual porn websites have.
Yeah.
And I think that the reality is that if a kid wants to probably go and watch porn, he's probably going to figure out a way to do it, just like we did, just like every other fucking kid does, right? So it's not really that big of a deal, I don't think. But I personally also think that anybody under the age of consent should not be able to make an account on a social media website.
Absolutely.
Unless it is something that is like YouTube Kids, where you can't like read messages, you can't do anything except for just simply watch videos that are curated for you.
Yeah, or like do that shit where they had, you remember this, what was it, T-Mobile, Your Five? You know, the top five where there was like four other people that you could message beside yourself for free on instant messaging?
Oh, like, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, back in like 2002, 2004 probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like social media for kids could be like that, where they had to authenticate that you know these people, that like you have a way to connect them via like contract, like these are related, these are your relatives.
If the requirement to do that, and this is like the thing, it's like basically if you want to have age verification on the internet, you effectively have to remove anonymity.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you could have a third factor authenticator that's doing it as like a third party.
Yeah.
But in general, you basically do have to do, and even with that, you still are removing the anonymity. It's just not going to be doable unless it's maybe a company or the government is able to figure it out. But in general, I think that people just would rather have anonymity. Mm. But if I was a parent, I would probably let my kid have social media, but I would just make sure they're not looking at stupid stuff. Right?
I wouldn't want my child to be in an environment to where they could meet a stranger without me being there. For my kid.
Well, I don't see that. When could that ever happen?
Oh, like Fortnite.
How? Like, I mean, they tell you to like leave the house. I mean, you still like, I mean, that's still within your jurisdiction. You're watching your kid leave the house, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard because I feel like that's the thing that I would struggle a lot as a parent. And, you know, I'm 30 and I don't have a kid. And,
right.
And that's a whole hurdle I'm trying to get around.
Uh-huh.
Thought I was going to have one by 24.
That's crazy, huh?
Oh, well.
How about that?
Probably have one in the next couple of years or so, we'll say. I just got to find some woman dumb enough to actually want to do that with me. That's going to be that's going to be tough.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Boys, check this shit out. It's a new cup from GamerSups, and it looks very cool, very Segoy, and it's better than every other cup because it's from Japan. Wow, awesome. And you can get this on, I believe, November 14th. It's going to be available for 2 weeks, and then it'll never be sold again. And you can use code BALDY, B-A-L-D-Y, for 10% off. I think I'm having a GamerSups flavor releasing later this November as well. But yeah, we love GamerSups here. Cool OTK merch. If you want to try it for yourself, want to go get one, gamersups.com. And if I'm wrong, then I'm sure the guys
we'll
in production.
We'll put it on the screen.
Yeah, put it on the screen. Yeah, Gamersups, check it out. New cup, new flavor. Code BALDY, B-A-L-D-Y. They have codes too, but they said that I don't have to say them, so I get all the money. Yeah, it would make me worried if I was a parent and my child would have a way to have social media to where they could watch things that I would deem unhealthy for their mental state or not good for them for where they are currently in their life, or perhaps run into a bad influence on the internet. Like, for example, would you let your kid watch Aiden Ross?
Yeah.
Would you let him watch Andrew Tate?
Sure.
Would you let him watch Donald Trump?
Absolutely.
Would you let him watch LGBTQ woke videos?
Sure. Because, like, the thing is that as a parent, your goal is to prepare a kid for the future.
Sure.
And so the future and reality is people like Donald Trump, who's the president.
Yeah.
There are plenty of LGBT people out there. Aiden Ross is also out there. People that act like him or Andrew Tate, they're out there.
They are.
And so the best way to do it is to make sure that you give your kid a set of internal foundational values that they think can protect them from letting these things affect them on a big level.
Sure.
Because like I know for a fact, like even if you stop your kid from doing it, it's not going to stop, for example, like, oh, well, they're going to go to school. Like I didn't watch Two Girls, One Cup. My friend showed it to me.
Yeah,
right?
Same.
And so,
and
exactly.
Tub Girl.
Yeah, of course. And there's like a million other ones. So what's going to happen is that like the kid is going to see these things no matter what. This is going to happen no matter what. So basically it's better to prepare the kid and say, listen, this is the way the world is. Get fucking ready, man the fuck up and deal with it rather than be like and protect them and like, oh no, this isn't what's going to happen. Like, I think letting them make the mistakes like that on the internet, like, I mean, aside from like crazy, like weird predator stuff, that's a good thing. And to be able to see that because that's the real world. That's what they're going to be interfacing with. And as a parent, I think your responsibility again is to prepare the kid for the realities of life.
It's just,
and these things are realities.
I got fucked by the internet, man. I had such a crash course.
I didn't at all.
Yeah, you never got catfished?
What do you mean?
You never had like somebody talk to you when you were a kid and they were an adult?
Yeah, sure.
You ever meet up with them?
No.
See, my ass did. You know what I'm saying? That shit sucked ass, bro. I think I think my problem is...
Well, like, I think that parents should play an active role in what their kids are doing, right? They shouldn't let their kids do that, for example. Like, you should know that's happening. You should play an active role. But I think that also, like, there's a degree of you can't just kind of keep your kid offline and keep them away from every type of, you know, instance of society occurring outside of, like, maybe a very, very narrow thing that you're pre-approving. That's just not the way to prepare a kid to be an adult, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like parenting is the most important job in the world. And I think I just take it very, very seriously because I see so many shitty fucking parents out there.
There's a lot of them.
I feel like the Nintendo 64 has raised more children than actual people have growing up in my era.
Yeah, I'd
I
say
mean,
so.
I was raised by the Deku Tree and fucking Professor Oak. I mean, my parents weren't fucking around at all.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, my mom and dad were around a lot and they were super active and like, you know, my growing up and that's why I kind of have the opinions that I do. And so, you know, like even beyond that, like if I was like married or whatever, like I would be totally fine with, I'm not like a, you know, I wouldn't force somebody to do this, but like if my wife wanted to stay home and be a housewife and take care of the kids, that's great. I think that that's-
I also think that's fucking great.
Well, that's the ideal circumstance because in my opinion, at least, because like my mom was that mom for the neighborhood and it was such a great enriching experience me and like, and it's not just me, right? It's like all of my other friends, like she was everybody's mom and you know, we covered and she'd talk with everybody. And so like that value.
That is also like,
yeah,
I wish I had a partner that'd be down to do that.
Yeah. And so it's like, I would want to be able to like, you know, pay it forward and make that happen.
Yeah.
Right. And so to me, that's how I see it is that if you have like influences like that in your life that are positive, it will cancel out or at least put into context the negative influences that will occur no matter what.
You know what I think I would do? Because the more I'm pondering what you're saying, the more I think that's actually a great idea to prepare, not to hide your children from the outside world, but to prepare them for it by exposing them to it and maybe being there with them for it as they discover it and answer any questions they have about it.
Yeah.
And so like kind of browsing the internet together, they stumble upon a why you should be trans video.
Yeah.
Then they pull up an Andrew Tate, why all gay people should die.
Right.
And then talk to them about it.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Them informed.
Yeah.
Because I would hate to have a family that ended up like Elon Musk's.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen that?
I mean, he's running like 5 companies. He's got like 3 jobs. He's playing Diablo 4. Yeah. Like he's really busy. I feel like, you know, that is a super hyper extreme circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he has like a bunch of kids and stuff like that.
I see how his kid transitioned from male to female. And they just fucking hate their dad. So much so where they shit post about him on the internet.
I don't know.
A lot of people don't like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
But damn, like being like...
I think it's sad. It is sad.
It is very sad.
Because like at the end of the day, this is a person's real life. And you know, they have this negative relationship with their father. And I think it's really sad.
The internet shits on Elon for not being able to repair that bond with their fucking kid. And the kid feeds into the internet hate. And you know, Elon puts out the post, the woke virus killed my son.
Yeah.
Now, dude, it's just a fuck. I would hate to have my shit aired out like that. I would never want like my family ordeals be that public. Like
I feel like I've just been on the internet so long, people know pretty much everything about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't like to me, it's just normal. And so it's like, yeah, of course everybody on the internet knows about like, you know, some like inner like weird drama. I was 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really a big deal. I never really think about it, but you know, I could see how it'd be like really embarrassing for a lot of people too.
Imagine like you're in a, well, you've done public relationships.
Yeah.
What, one?
1.5. Well, no, actually that's not true. 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah.
I find the whole, when the internet takes sides on your relationships, I find that shit so weird. Like for example, what Nick's doing right now is so fucking weird. Because even still, I can't tell what's real or not. That being said, mathematically, let's pull the curtain forward, actually.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be a viewer right now. Who would I vote for all of these women who are fighting for Nick's heart?
Yeah.
To be honest, here's the take that I don't think anybody's talking about.
Uh-huh.
They say Team Nora, they say Team Catchy, they say Team Extra Emily.
Right.
None of them.
Why?
Because he's too good for all of them.
Damn, true bass.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Nick is the fucking man. I've been singing this guy's praises for like 3 fucking years.
Yeah.
I firmly believe he was underappreciated for so long. I'm very glad he's in his popular arc right now. But the dude looks good.
He does.
Had one of the best transformations I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's at the top of his game for content. He's great to talk to. He understands the business. He understands emotion. And he's successful as fuck.
Yeah.
If I were Nick, I would not be settling down with anybody until I was absolutely, absolutely positive.
And I made a lot more money.
Yep.
Because this,
you gotta farm that shit.
Yeah, you gotta farm, and it's going really, really well for him.
Oh my God.
So he should just keep doing it. Yeah, well, I think so.
I mean, his Discord goes crazy.
Absolutely. Well, people love those types of like interpersonal relationships. Like, I know that for me, I don't have a problem having a public relationship, it's not really a big deal. It's always the girl that has the problem. Because like people want to make all these comments and everything like this about me. And it's like, you think it won't bother you for like the first day.
Yep.
But what about the third month?
Yep.
You know, what about that? Then you're going to have a different opinion on things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I feel so bad for him. Because right now, realistically, the two contenders, I hate that I'm talking about this. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Who do you think? Is it going to be Nora or Catchy?
Okay. If this were a manga.
Yeah.
There would be different paths.
Uh-huh.
The wacky ending would be extra Catchy. Emily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
The bad ending would be Catchy. The true ending would be Nora.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it would go. And it's up to the player to decide what they
want. You get to decide. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think actually that's... It's funny because I think you're completely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a perfect way to look at it. Holy shit.
I would like to say, Catchy, I met you. We're good. I think you're very sweet. It's just a little bit too crazy.
But when I said she's the kind of girl that will key your car and make you dinner on the same day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so, you just look at him and you know it.
Yeah.
And so, 100%. Like, I think that he's making a lot of really good decisions. And it's like, that's what happens. Like, Nick's success is the result of making intelligent decisions consciously, being able to take emotion out of the content and do what's best for entertainment.
Yep.
And like, just being able to like kind of perform at a high level.
You know what else would be best for entertainment?
What's that?
Man, we got to get you to talk to Destiny, man.
You think so? Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the thing is, like, did you see the video that my editor made?
Absolutely.
The thumbnail. Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, it was a good way. Recap the viewers for people who didn't see it.
Basically, Destiny. Like, I said something about like, well, I think that he's like right now he's getting really mad about a lot of stuff because Absolutely. Like. I haven't even really been like very outspoken, like pro Trump or like anti-Trump. I've just been basically covering things and being like, yeah, this is a good idea. This isn't, et cetera.
I don't think you've been pro Trump at all. I mean, you've even gone on record saying that you didn't vote for him.
I would say that I've probably been more positive towards him than most other people have. And I think that's probably what's caused people to think that.
I think the problem is that people think that that even the phrasing, even more positive Trump. I don't think you've been positive Trump. I just think you've been fair. I think you've
tried to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I've tried to be.
That's all you really can do. Just because you say something that doesn't paint someone in a bad light, that doesn't mean that you're being positive. It just means that you're just telling it how it is.
Yeah.
And people can get upset at that, but
to cry about that.
I do want to talk about tariffs later. But I would really like to have Destiny on this podcast. I was supposed to go on this podcast a couple months ago, but I cannot wrap my head around going to Florida.
Yeah.
I really thought I could, but... Mm-hmm. I'm just in this fucking, I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I just want to be in my house right now.
Just keep grinding. I mean, your stream's been doing well. I mean, everything's fine. Like, what's the problem?
No, I'm really enjoying my stream. I have a lot better structure. I added a porn channel to my Discord. That's been awesome.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, wow. And I've got the real high quality content, guys.
Yeah, it's been great. I also added this thing called the Daily Scramble.
What's that?
Honestly, you should try. Do you have a Discord?
Yeah, I do.
So I made a forum to where at the beginning of every stream, the top 30 posts in my forum will assuredly be reacted to at the beginning of every stream.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very, and the media is laid out. It's It's been a game changer for my stream. Gives me like 4 to 5 hours of content every stream. I don't have to think about.
Right.
Which you probably already have that set up now that I think about it.
If I stream for only 6 hours, I run out of time.
Yeah.
And I stream every single day.
Yeah. You should take a day off.
I might. I mean, like,
why don't you take a day off once a week?
Why don't I? Yeah. Because I like streaming. And also, like, I'll wake up and it will be like, well, why wouldn't I go live? Like, there's like three of these things that have happened. Because, like, the problem now is that I've gotten involved in so many different things that there are so many topics that people would want videos about that I literally never run out of content.
Yeah.
And so if I take one day off, it's like, okay, well, now we've got to work twice as hard the next day. Yeah. It's like, well, you know, all this other stuff happened. It's like, there's always these like little things of news or like whatever that pop up all the time.
Well, I will just say this. I think you should take Mondays off.
You think Mondays?
Yeah, you're only stripping 2.5 hours anyways.
I think actually that's fine with me. Like, yeah. I think making it a half day is actually really healthy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and that's fine. I would probably take off. If I was going to take a day off, I don't know, maybe like Thursday or something. Like, I don't really even have a day like Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably just do that. But otherwise, I don't really like even having scheduled days off. I like having, if I really feel like I need a day off, I just take the day off. Right? Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
I take Mondays off. Yeah. Usually I try to take Mondays off.
Yeah, right.
It's just something about it is just, it's really nice. And then it makes me so excited to go back the next day. It's been great for me. I don't know. I really enjoy it.
For me, I think...
As long as you're good. If you're good, then fuck it.
Well, I think that the psychology of looking forward to the days that you're off becomes toxic towards the days that you're on.
Sure.
And so that's at least how it affects me, right?
I guess the way that I figure it is I'm not excited because I'm not working. I'm excited because I make plans for those days.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, I'll go to this nice restaurant. Oh, I'll go to Six Flags on this.
That's a really good way to look at it. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I got a Six Flags trip planned this week. I'm going with Jimmy. I fucking love that guy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be great. And then in February, I'm taking off a whole month.
Wow.
Going to Japan.
What? Holy shit.
Well, let me rephrase it. Okay, I'm not taking a day off. I'm just streaming from Japan for the month.
Okay, yeah,
but it'll
sure.
just be easy content.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's awesome.
I can't fucking wait.
Who's going with you?
Actually, quite a lot of people.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I think I have a group of like 15 people. Before I say who they are, I want to make sure they want it to be known that
Yeah, right, sure.
But
that's insane.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Jimmy's going with me.
Right, of course. Oh my God, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's going to be I'm really scared about it.
Why? You don't want to be like Johnny Somali? Yeah?
I just know that he's locked up in jail. It's so funny to me.
He's in Korea.
Oh yeah. I mean, I bet he's miserable. And then they had the newscaster where they said, yeah, we don't accept his apology. He's getting locked up.
We know this shit's fake. This guy's an idiot.
Oh yeah, fuck that, dude. Yep. It's just because that is my ultimate life goal.
Right.
That was my...
What was?
One day, I am going to Japan.
Okay.
And now that I know that it's happening, like, I have my plane ticket.
Yeah.
It is happening. On the entire February, I will be in Japan the whole month.
Wow.
What's my next goal? You know what I'm saying?
You go to Korea?
I can't go to China. Yeah. Like, if I go to China, I'm getting shot.
Yeah.
That's just happening.
Yeah.
I know I'm gonna go to Norway for like a week to train with Knut and Arav, probably. Because that's the gym's been fucking dope. But other than that, there's not really any. I guess have a kid.
Yeah.
That's where I have to go to next. Have a fucking kid.
Oh jeez.
And the worst thing is I don't even want to have a kid. I don't want to have a baby.
Yeah.
I want to have a kid. I don't want to have a fucking baby.
Right. So you can have them do stuff.
And, yeah. Like yeah. Hey, dude, look at this. Look at Ocarina of Time. Check that shit out.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's what I'm gonna do. Is that like. Once they're 5, they're going to get their first console, N64. Once they're 6, then they're going to GameCube. Once they're 7, and I'm going to walk up the ladder. Uh-huh. I don't want to just out the gate. Here's Black Myth Wukong, dude.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
Which would be hilarious.
It would be.
But yeah, like, do you have any life goals, things that you want to do?
No.
You have no bucket list?
No. I don't think about that. Like, because if there's something I want to do, I just go do it. That's it. It's not really a big deal. Like, there are plans that I have or things like that, but, you know, it's not really a big deal for me.
Well, then why haven't you got a hair transplant?
Well, I've just been lazy, honestly.
Well, see, you know what I'm saying? You don't just go do it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, the reason why I don't really give a shit that much.
Wait a minute.
It's just annoying.
Did you do something with your hair?
Why?
It looks better.
Well, that's great because I haven't showered for a week.
Okay.
It's the longer I go from showering, the better my hair looks. I don't really know why.
You ever try the TikTok science videos for your hairline?
Which ones?
The one where you have the derma roller.
Oh, look, there's Jeff Bezos is bald. Okay, it doesn't work.
Okay.
It doesn't work. If it worked, he wouldn't be bald.
Well, I've tried the derma roller.
Yeah, did it work? Well, I guess not. Yeah, so there we go.
Okay. That shit hurts.
Of course, because it's supposed to pierce the upper layer of the skin. So, like, no, I understand how it works.
I will say, I wasn't doing the derma roller because I wanted hair again. I had an idea to get hair and then shave it off as a point.
Okay.
It was going to be this whole content arc where I was going to go get a hair transplant, have functioning hair, and
then
still
shave your head.
My head.
Yeah, of course. Okay. That would actually be a good idea.
Yeah, because bald motherfuckers, they need representation. We don't got any, you know, we're running out of bald people in the space that aren't racist. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm teetering the line right now.
There's a lot. There's not that many of them.
Yeah. But yeah, it's gross. It hurts. It makes you bleed.
Really? Oh, what the fuck? That's crazy.
Or I'm doing it wrong.
Wow.
And it could be that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Chance of infection. And then you have to pour this fucking serum on your head.
Oh, God.
Hope to God it takes. Will it grow?
And
probably
so did
not.
It work?
I don't think so at
all. No. Yeah, of course not.
And it made me really fucking depressed.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. I am a sad, sad man doing this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that. I'm not doing that shit.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Did you ever start Vinland Saga?
I watched the first half of the first season.
Okay.
And I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
What is your favorite anime or manga of all time?
Berserk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Vinland Saga is better than Berserk.
Okay.
And I've read both.
Right. Apparently they're ending it. I read that recently.
Yeah, Vinland Saga is ending soon. Now, once again, I would like to say, when I say that I think Vinland Saga is better than Berserk, I mean it is by decimal points, like 0.01% better. Because I started to read the manga and I'm pretty much at the end here on where it's at. There's only been two kind of weird things that didn't feel natural, which there's a character called Hild in the manga that I disagree with them because it kind of feels like they're nerfing Tordefiend's character possession, and I'm going to keep it vague. And then they do a segment where there's a transgender character. However, they actually made it feel like it actually makes sense, and it didn't feel like a forced woke left political push.
Of course.
Look at how progressive we are.
It's not Dragon Age.
Yes. Holy fuck, that was so bad.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
The highlights.
Wow.
Of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
But for Berserk, and this might be a take that, you know, this probably will be considered an L take. The more I really ponder it, there are some moments where I think, and maybe it's supposed to be this way, it's like there are things where too much happened that kind of overshadowed what actually happened. People really laser in on one act because it gives you so fucking much to think about, but people only really talk about the one act that actually happened, which is, let's talk about the Eclipse arc.
Yeah, of course.
Eclipse arc. Hands down, one of, if not the best arc in all of anime history. For I think it's called the Golden Age into the Eclipse arc was fucking incredible. Once again, love these shows. But I'm going to explain why I like Vinland Saga more. Pretty much everything bad that could, anything that could go wrong,
yeah,
happened in that arc. But I feel like the only thing that people really talk about is what, and to keep it vague, what Griffith does to Casca.
Yeah. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Because like I've watched a lot of videos of like Berserk stuff, etc. And like that's like kind of a, everybody knows Griffith is an asshole.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's really needs to be discussed. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. I just, when I talk to anybody about Eclipse Arc, they're always like, yeah, I can't believe what Griffith did to Casca. But it's also like, bro, Griffith did all that other shit to every other character in the show. And he even did so much shit to Guts himself. But
yeah,
they only laser focus on that one moment, which made me just wonder, did that undervalue every other character in the entire series by having that happen to just her? Because obviously they use that method, the same method that they used to Casca. They do it to Guts as a kid, which that was fucking brutal.
Oh yeah, with that guy. Yeah,
that was brutal as fuck. But I think the problem is it just, I don't really think anybody even, nobody really talks about what happened to everybody else. Because there was a bunch of other very important characters that horrible things happened to.
Yeah.
But they kind of only talk about the one that happened to Casca.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's that the other characters weren't really very important, really. I mean, they were always like kind of side characters. Like the main characters were Griffith, Guts. Yeah. Put those together.
Ship name.
Yeah, there you go. And there's Casca, right?
Yeah.
Those are like the three. And the other characters were not really, like, I don't even remember a lot of their names.
Yeah.
And so, like, usually
that's what I'm saying. Is
right,
I feel like, I feel like there were some characters that had the potential to be bigger than that, but they just kind of, you know, whatever happened to them, happened to them.
Yeah.
And nobody really talks about them anymore. So it just makes me wonder about that arc. And I think it is still an amazing arc, but I guess it just, it would be cool if maybe not so much happens to where those moments can breathe before the next moment happens where it can really sink in. But I mean, who am I? I mean, obviously the manga is fucking amazing, but it just feels like it undervalued every other character that went through tragedy for me. But the reason why I really like Vinland Saga more now, which is crazy that I never thought I'd read something better than Berserk.
Right.
But now that being said, the overall illustration of Berserk blows Vinland Saga out of the water.
Sure.
I mean, those panels are fucking incredible. It's unbelievable how beautiful that manga is. But Vinland Saga has such complex characters that I don't really think we see too much of in other shows. Like, truly complex characters. There's this character called Askeladd, who I think is the best character in all of anime history, which I think you're really going to like the more you watch the show. But he is a character. Oh, how do I talk about this? Let's spoil it for you. He's, you know what? I'll just do this. Askeladd, I think, is the best character in anime.
Okay.
He's the most complex character in anime. And I would also like to say, you know how people like to joke and say Griffith did nothing wrong?
Yes.
I think Askeladd
is
another character that's overly hated because all of the, well, you know what he did.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. He was ordered to do that by someone else, that he agreed to do it. It's kind of like the whole who kills people, humans or guns. And Askeladd was the gun. And Floki was the man who pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
And then after what he did to the other person, he took care of a child that wanted to kill him and raised him as his own.
Yeah.
So is Askeladd this massive evil tyrant that people paid him out to be? I don't think so.
I mean, well, that the thing is, it's the same as like somebody like Thanos, right, with Gamora.
Well, Thanos was just right.
Well, I mean, you could say that, right?
He's absolutely right.
Well, no.
Well, if he saw multiple universes all die to that same fate that Earth was on the same trajectory to, he just had to do it. Like, all the Avengers did was just ensure that the human race was just going to be fucked.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, it's really... I don't really think that's what's going to happen.
Okay, that was my takeaway. I always thought Thanos was right, and the Avengers are just virtue signaling and pretend that they're good guys.
No, I think that really it's like if you look at the logic for it, it probably doesn't really make a lot of sense. And also there's like, you know, a million other factors that would go into it. I think that they took Thanos wanting to, because like in the comics, Thanos killed everybody to impress Death.
Yeah.
But in the movie, he did it for like some logical reason. So it's like kind of like transformed in a way where it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was actually a simp.
No shot.
Yeah.
I'm glad they changed that shit.
Yeah. I think so too. It was a very good idea. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Like, I mean, Askeladd was a great character.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Just wait till the ending of season one.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be good. And so, yeah, no, I think that the show is really, really good.
Yeah.
And I wish that more people like, because the problem is, well, actually, yeah, I mean, now anime is getting way, way, way more popular. Like anime and manga, I think, outsell comic books by like multiples, right?
Yeah. I'm going to start doing a lot more anime content and analysis.
Why is that?
I just fucking love it.
Okay.
And I always worried that like, what if I fall out of love with it?
Okay.
But I just never have. And I'm 30 now. I think at this point I finally know what I like. Mm-hmm. And I think I can go about it in a way where it's not too fucking lame.
Yeah.
And talk about like for example, I mean, I'm just going to hopefully talk about the shows where I don't have to say, hey man, watch this show. It's really good. But just ignore all the pedophile shit that happens in it.
Oh God. Yeah.
It's just too many.
It's
anime.
A lot of shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Like right now, some of the best shows on the web right now are probably Berserk if you want to read it, Vinland Saga if you want to watch or read it. Orb has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Orb is essentially, to break it down to you, there's a kid who's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a pseudoscientist or an astrologist. And the simple idea was presented to him where, hey, what if I told you that we revolved around the sun, not everything else revolved around the earth? And he said, okay, well, why don't I just go disprove this real quick? And then he can't. And the axis of that sets forth in a very religious society. So essentially he's like Galileo.
Wow, that's really, I like that a lot.
Yeah, and this was just released on Netflix.
Really?
It's been fucking amazing. And it's in the same art style as Vinland Saga.
Okay.
Really good. There's about 6 episodes out right now.
Yeah,
everything I just said, episode one.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I'd never talk about anything other than episode one just to get you excited. Fucking dope. I bought the manga. Don't buy the manga. It's terrible and I regret that. It looks horrendous.
Yeah.
Just for anybody who knows this, it looks like the early versions of One Punch Man. That's how bad it fucking looks. And then Monster's been insane too, which is a more mature version of Death Note, which I fucking, oh man, I've been fucking loving it.
Yeah, I haven't really watched a lot of that. Like basically what happened is I stopped watching anime because I got logged out of my Crunchyroll account. I mean,
you're cooked.
Well, there have been rooms I've stopped using because the light goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just not going to go in there anymore. I just only go in there during the day. Problem solved.
Damn.
So yeah, I'm just really fucking lazy. But yeah, eventually when I come back, I'll probably try to finish up a lot of those series and everything.
Hell yeah. How much free time a day do you have?
Now I would say probably like 5 hours or
Holy
so.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I've got a lot more.
Before I asked you the same question,
it was like an hour.
And you said
yeah.
free time and you laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Yeah, no, now I've been playing Metaphor. I saw you've been playing Persona.
Yeah, Persona 3.
How is it?
Incredible.
Really?
Really
you should
depressing.
Play Metaphor. It's probably going to be better.
Yeah, I'm going to play it right after.
Okay,
and
good.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
I think...
How do you know you didn't play it?
So the reason why I...
Well, I guess, I mean, I'm saying Persona's worse, but like, okay.
So the reason why I'm saying that is because I realized I think I don't really give a fuck about fan service that much anymore.
Oh, any time that a game has like a romance mechanic,
yeah.
I'm just like, let's just fucking do this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do, like, no. Like in Dragon Age, they're like, oh, do you want to unlock this new cinematic for the romance arc? I'm like, is that going to take more time until I can do the next quest and kill things?
Yeah.
Oh, it will? Okay, then no.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have a relationship. It's not real.
Yeah.
Where it's not like, oh, senpai, will you be my first boyfriend?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
What is this?
Now, don't get me wrong, because I haven't finished this yet. I love the social link system in Persona. I do think that it can be cool because it tells romance and relationships in like a different light sometimes. The one that I'm on right now is just like, oh God, it's so cringe.
Yeah.
There's this like, she's like a first year in high school. I'm a second year in high school. And she's one of those like, oh my God, he's looking at me. Oh, he's so cool. And I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah.
Like there's this new show that came out called Yakuza Lovers.
Yeah.
Where it's like, there's like a fucking serial killer Yakuza guy who will like kill anybody who looks at his girl wrong, and the girl's the same way and will kill anybody that looks at her guy wrong, and they have like violent murder sex, which is like, okay, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's
like,
interesting.
There's only so many times where I can be like, ooh, woo, he's so cute. Yeah. I wish he would talk to me. And I'm like, all right.
Senpai, please notice me.
Yeah, like there's this character called Mitsuru that I'm like excited to talk to and see where that goes because she's just fucking cool. Uh-huh. And I also think when you show a character in its, you know, you have their serious side, you have their sad side. I do think you can learn more about a character if you know how they are as a companion or like a partner.
Sure.
But do you really need it? I don't really know.
I do not give a fuck about romance mechanics.
Yeah.
I think they're for girls. I don't give a fuck about... I think they're stupid. Like, now, would I play a game like this for stream? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But would I play a game like this for fun? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
But what if you could frick them?
I don't care. You can't. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's not real. Like, there's no, like, I'm not going to get emotionally invested. It's bullshit.
Oh, emotionally invested? Hell no.
Well, I mean, what do you think? Like, I mean, it's just, who do you think these nerds are doing?
Oh, no.
That's absolutely what they're doing.
I get it. But it was depressing because, like, for me, I was like, oh, dude, I can't play Metaphor. It doesn't have a dating system.
Yeah.
And then I play Persona 3 and it has a dating system and I'm like, wait, I don't give a fuck about this as nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, it's been a year and a half, 2 years since my last Persona game. So maybe I'm too old. That being said, I'm still loving the game.
Yeah.
The main overarching story is fantastic. But yeah, there's been like other stories that I've really been enjoying where it's just, there's these two old couple. There's this old couple and their son died. And you visit them and you are like, you're posing as their new son.
Yeah,
and that's
been
very heartwarming. It's been really good. And there's this little kid and their parents are divorcing. And you have to tell them how it's not their fault that their parents are separating.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's relatable.
Right.
I felt like that kid before. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it addresses a lot of dark themes very coolly. But this tsundere chick, I'm just excited just to be fucking done with that shit because that shit's weird.
It's dumb.
Yeah. It is what it is. But, you know, still, Mitsuru's still super hot.
I've played Metaphor a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like level 60 or something like that in Metaphor.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot.
How many hours of gameplay are you on?
I've left the game on overnight a lot of times. So it says like on Steam, it's like over 250 hours. But
in reality?
Probably like 80, maybe. Like
okay.
80 to 100, maybe a little bit more.
That's somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's a lot. Oh, I played it a lot. Like, whenever I play a game, I try to go all the way, right?
Yeah.
I try to do everything in the game, beat the fuck out of the game, figure everything else out about the game, and, like, just kind of completely understand everything about it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do with Metaphor.
Yeah. That's what you should be doing with Fear and Hunger.
Oh, yeah, you're
which
right.
Which Emmy played.
Oh, she did?
Emmy
she
loved
played
it.
The second one, right?
She played the first one.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah, she loved it.
Okay, wow. Well, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Like, there's not a lot of games coming out right now. Like, I've got a good, like, maybe week or so or 2 weeks.
Dude, if you want a dark, fucked up game to where you want to understand everything about the game,
yeah.
The shit they do in Fear of Hunger, you have not played another game where they do the same shit.
Okay.
The lore that they do and the little interactions.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a little hint, and this will spoil nothing, but you'll get it when you get it. There's going to be something that you find in a cage.
Uh-huh.
And if you are to acquire what's in that cage and bring it with you, there's going to be a specific vendor that will very much like what was in that cage.
Yeah.
And man, is it dark as fuck why they want that thing from that cage.
Sure, I could assume a couple of things.
It's
Yeah. I could easily assume that.
It's bad. And then, there's monsters where you have to kill them by chopping off their dick first.
Nice.
You have to play the uncensored version.
Yeah.
Which I played on Twitch. I did not get banned, so I'm assuming you won't get banned.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. It's so funny.
I will play the censored one for YouTube.
Oh,
I have to do okay. it for YouTube. Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Well, that's actually a really fun question that we haven't really looked at this too much.
Okay,
here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you believe in aliens?
I believe that aliens exist. I don't believe that anyone has evidence of aliens.
You heard about the government and the UAP that they're going to be discussing later this week, no?
Yeah, there's no aliens. They would have said if there were aliens.
I don't think they would have. Why would they tell dumb fucking Americans that aliens exist? You don't think that would send the world into pandemonium?
No.
I think, if aliens exist, I'm losing my shit.
Yeah, but what are you going to do after you lose your shit? You're just going to go back to doing the same thing you were already doing.
No, hell no. I'm bunkering down.
I think that I think that aliens, there's like a 99% chance that aliens exist.
I agree.
But I think that there's also a 99% chance that they haven't interfered with our world or anything like that. And like any time that people are perceiving what they think to be an actual alien, it's either, you know, them being crazy, some weird optical illusion, or a government thing that just looks like an alien.
Okay, so first of all, pyramids were put here by aliens.
How do you know that?
I don't.
Well, I mean, like, you just look at... I mean, it's a triangle. You think they can't figure out a triangle?
It's a big block to carry, man.
Yeah, but like, you gotta... Like, they don't do anything. They don't have the internet. They don't have video games. They don't have TV.
Okay.
What the fuck are they gonna do?
The pyramid thing is a meme. However, the only thing that I actually could believe as plausible for what an alien could be, I do really think they maybe sent one or two aliens down onto Earth in order to pose as highly influential people in order to keep us enslaved.
But what? No, there's no way.
Dude, Mark Zuckerberg's a fucking reptile, man.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's an alien. I thought the reptilians live in the center of the Earth.
Is that how it goes?
Yes, it is.
The center of the Earth?
Yes. Or Antarctica.
You know a lot about this.
Any conspiracy I know about, basically.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck. And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking. To be honest, they disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important because he may start getting lazy on the job, but I'm not 100% against it or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
Have you ever met somebody who actually believes this?
Yes.
I've only met one.
I won't
name drop them.
It was my mom. So, yeah, how I know so much about them.
Yeah, there's the only streamer I've ever met that actually believed, and you probably know who I'm talking about, who actually believed in conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
They were a blonde female.
Yeah.
Yep. And
a surprise, huh, guys?
This is speaking of which, really funny side pivot. One of my family members saw my tweets on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They're a vegan. Uh-huh. They have blue hair. And they said they'll never talk to me again because of my tweets on Trump, which is great because I'd never talk to the bitch regardless.
The funny thing is that everybody in my family is a rich Republican.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, like I remember one of like my family members calls me at like 2 a.m, which is 3 a.m. for them. And they were like, yeah, what's going on? Like, big day for America. You know, I'm like, you goddamn right.
Dude, my dad was doom posting. My dad was like, he's like, oh, I don't think he's going to win, buddy.
Yeah.
it's not looking good for Trump. It's not looking good.
Yeah.
He was very happy when Trump won.
Oh, I thought he was going to win. Like, going into it, I thought he was going to win without a doubt.
I felt like if you actually thought that Trump wasn't going to win, you were uneducated. Mm-hmm. And that's coming from me.
I think that a lot of people, they just didn't want it to happen.
Yeah.
That's it. They didn't want him to win. And so they spent so much time convincing themselves it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Convincing other people it wouldn't happen. They convinced themselves too.
I can't remember if it was you who said this on a previous podcast we had, but I feel like the majority of people's reaction when they went to go on their election ballot was they go look at the slip and they see Donald Trump and they just say, "Where's Joe Biden?"
So here's what's really funny about that. That was me. And the Google search terms for where's, like why can't I vote for Joe Biden went up on election day.
Oh, stop.
They went up.
Jesus.
And it was like, it was the thing is that when I said that, everybody was mad. They were like, "Do you really think people are that stupid?" And I said, "Have you really not rated in Classic WoW?"
True.
And it's just so fucking obvious, right?
Yep.
And so, yes, they're so fucking dumb.
Yep.
And yes, people were Googling, "Where's Joe Biden? I look on the thing. Where do I guess I just have to vote for Trump."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I talked to this chick at a bar for like an hour and a half because one of my buddies said, "Just go talk to her about conspiracy theories and talk your ear off." And I'm like, "All right." And it wasn't even a chick I was trying to like date or anything.
Yeah, sure.
I was just like, "Oh, okay, there's a new person I haven't met. What's a good conversation starter so things like aren't awkward when we're in the same space?" And they just said, "Yeah, talk to her about conspiracy theories." Man, the craziest
shit. Is it flat or not?
Earth is flat.
Yeah.
Moon landing was fake.
Right.
Pyramids were put here by aliens.
Sure.
And it's like, man, there are people who actually believe that shit.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
They're stupid. It's pretty simple.
And they're all right. And we're dumb.
Yeah.
Because we're lizard people and they know things that we can't say publicly.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true too. Yeah. No, there's all kinds of like crazy conspiracies.
And you're
stuff
in the Illuminati.
Like, the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Ask me anything about a conspiracy. I'll tell you. Maybe if you...
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Conspiracy theory. Do you think the government put chemicals in the water to make people gay?
No.
Okay, why?
Because...
Why is there so many gay people then?
I think that there always were gay people. Look at Rome. The dudes are fucking other dudes all the time over there.
I feel like it's not gay to fuck a dude. I feel like it's gay to get fucked by a dude.
Yeah, but then half of them are gay then. Like, I mean, that's, you know, you think about it, you do the math there.
Yeah. I will say, I was talking to some gay people about that earlier because I had that same talk where it was like, I really feel like you fucking a dude in the ass isn't you being gay. It's you just being a conqueror.
Right.
And because we were talking about what's more gay, getting fucked in the ass or fucking a dude in the ass. And they said, okay, well, what's more gay? Getting fucked in the ass or staying hard while you fuck a dude in the ass? And I will admit, it's pretty hard to stay hard when you're fucking something that you aren't sexually attracted to.
Just close your eyes.
Yeah.
Like, just don't think about it. I mean, that's probably what they do in prison and stuff like that. I mean,
that's sad.
It's just, I mean, what else are they going to do?
You gotta close your eyes and earmuffs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. I feel like there's a lot of people, like, I don't think that being gay has, like, gone up.
Yeah.
I think that people that are willing to admit that they're gay has gone up.
That's fair.
Because it's more socially acceptable now. So it's like before, it's like, oh, if you're gay, it's like you get fired from your job or like people hate you. Where it's like now, like it's not really that big of a deal. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Oh, two things I want to talk about before we wrap this episode up.
Yeah.
So we've already been going for an hour. Holy shit, this just flew by. Tariffs.
Right.
Thoughts on tariffs?
I mean, I'm very...
Are they going to ruin America?
I am very concerned.
Okay.
I think a lot of people should be concerned.
Sure.
I think that if you're weaponizing taxes like that and other types of like additional fees, that it's pretty easy to see that like basically transmitted onto like the end customer, mm-hmm. because that's effectively what's happened with after COVID, right?
Yeah.
Is that the COVID price increases because of just like the different increasing, you know, like amounts of cost and everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of those costs did not go down. So I'm worried that they are going to cause the price of things to go up because these companies will offset that cost onto the end user.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. 100% agree.
It's not a guarantee, but like, I mean,
It's definitely a valid concern.
Yeah, sure.
And that's been a lot of, that's been a lot of people's concerns. The problem I'm having is everybody who's arguing against tariffs, they're using hyperbolic statements that make it very hard to subscribe into the logic that they're using, saying that the cost of a carton of eggs is going to go from $3.67 to $18 in the span of a year, which I just feel like that's not possible. There's no way things are going to multiply by 5x.
No, it's not going to happen. I mean, like, and that's the problem that a lot of people have is that they dial things up and they use such like extreme language that people just train themselves not to take them seriously.
And I'm so glad we're in that scenario because I feel like we're finally moving away from this content creator said they like this anime. They fuck children.
Oh, yeah.
To this bad thing's happening. The world's ending. Getting away from people who talk like that is so important.
I think that's not going away because the reason why it's not going away is because people are stupid. And so like, and it's always, they're always going to be stupid. It's not like there's like one day they're going to wake up, be like, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to believe the stupid thing on TV.
Yeah.
No, they're always going to think this.
Yeah.
So I don't really see it really changing a whole lot, but I think it will probably become less popular over time as people kind of just get fatigued from it.
Yeah.
The same as like with COVID, right? I mean, COVID like got more popular for a while and it didn't really matter whether it got popular or not because people just lost interest.
Yep.
Yeah, they just don't like people like, just eventually stop giving a fuck.
I'm done with COVID, mask off.
Yeah, well, I'm done. We did 2 years of this. Whatever happens, happens. Jesus, take the wheel.
I don't know if you can even talk about this.
What?
Did you get vaxxed?
No.
Okay. I did.
Yeah.
I regret it every day.
Why?
I don't know. I never felt this. I've never felt the same since.
Yeah, I never did.
Yeah, the world has seemed more gray. In Canada, you're like, because I was in Canada when it happened.
Yeah.
It was pretty much like, if you aren't vaxxed, you had to have like this little badge.
Yeah.
You couldn't do anything. You couldn't go get food. You couldn't go into like grocery stores and shit. Like you had to have this fucking badge.
Yeah.
And so I got fucking vaxxed and man, I've just never felt the same. So
yeah,
I think it is very funny where it's just like, because I came to Canada years after COVID, everybody was still wearing masks years after. I came to Texas, no mask, no signs.
Nobody was wearing masks when COVID was popular either.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, nobody was doing it. I mean, for like maybe a couple of months, there was like half the people that were wearing masks.
Yeah. What's your opinion on religion in school?
School is to learn. I actually think that students should learn religion in school, but they should learn it from an academic perspective.
Sure.
So like they should learn, this is what Christianity is. This is what it stands for. This is what Hinduism is. This is what it stands for.
Yeah.
These are their gods. Because like effectively, it's like kind of what I was saying earlier, where it's like, what is the purpose of school?
Yeah.
The school is made and like a kid's, like everything that you are doing to like kind of like to be part of a kid's life. It is how to either, you know, for fun, for like video games, sure, but also to prepare them for real life, right? Yeah. And in real life, you are going to see people that are, they're Indians, right?
Yeah.
They believe in Hinduism. Like this is what they do. Or Muslims. Oh my God. Like what is being a Muslim? What are Muslims? Like you absolutely should know what that shit is.
Yeah.
Now, should you learn that one of them is better? No. Should you learn that like, you know, should you learn about like all of the things in the Bible and like what the Bible tells you to do? No.
Yeah.
Should you learn that the Bible supersedes evolution? No.
Yeah.
But learning what the religions are from an academic perspective, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, no, that is how I was taught religion.
Yeah, we were too.
Yeah, and
you went to school here in Texas, right?
When I went to school in Texas from 9th to 12th, I learned religion classes in Virginia. Mm. I believe that's why I'm agnostic, where I learned that there's a lot of things from different religions that are very similar. And so I took little bits and pieces and added them into my own collective of what I believe in to be true.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Last thing that I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
We had an episode where we got to talk about this. It was from Jay Schlatt episode, which is my biggest regret that we've never done an episode with you and Jay Schlatt.
It's been a while, huh?
What is the best superpower?
Probably being able to go really fast.
No, it's not.
Why?
It's erase time.
Why?
Okay, you go really fast, you just hit a wall, you're dead.
No.
Why would you not be dead? What if you trip?
Then you move out of the way.
Okay, like, but it's just because you're really fast doesn't give you the intellect to be able to react to how fast you're going. You have to understand, like, you can trip. A thing can come out of nowhere. You can do what A-Train did to the boy's fucking girlfriend. Explode yeah. that bitch. You can explode babies.
Well, what do you mean? With delete time?
No, I'm saying with super speed, it's just a horrible power.
Why?
Well, because there's so much risk. You're not strong. The wind pressure can blow you away. You can run into something that you didn't see, trip over something you didn't see, and you're dead every time. Because you don't have super durability. You're just dead.
Well, I mean, I think that like all of that kind of goes, like, I mean, if you're talking about like going super fast, you would have to assume that you would have these other things, right?
But you
would need to assume that you'd have those other things.
Well, you wouldn't need to. You just don't. Like, you don't have super durability. You're just a guy who's really fast.
Okay, well then in that case, yeah, it wouldn't be good. I was thinking like the Flash, right?
Yeah.
Like that would definitely be the best superpower.
Well, it depends on what Flash we're talking about. Are we talking about like multi-dimensional Flash?
Well, no.
The one who can activate that, what is it, space-time?
Well, I mean, that's not really going fast. I mean, that's something different.
It's like where you go so fast, you can like rewind time.
Well, you can do that, but that's going faster than the speed of light, but that's yeah. different than a different dimension. But yeah.
Yeah. Somebody talked about a race time. Have I ever talked to you about a race time?
Well, it's like the world, right?
It's like the world.
Yeah.
So the world is time freeze. A race time is where...
Well, but the perception of the world was a race time.
That's how some people could see it.
Yeah.
If you weren't in a world, that is how you could see it.
Yeah.
But a race time is you essentially have a Adobe editor version of the world. And whenever something that you don't like happens, you delete that part of the time and then you restitch the timelines. And then things continue. So let's say, for example, there's a bullet right here.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet goes through me. The bullet's back there.
Yeah.
I erase the time where it hits me. And the bullet goes here and it skips to over there.
Okay.
So let's say I wanted to go to China.
Yeah.
I say I'm walking to China. I erase time. I'm in China.
Right.
It's effectively super speed because I erased the time of where it took me to get there and now I'm just there.
I feel like that would basically be teleportation at that point.
Basically.
But if you're doing teleportation, then you would die if you did that.
Well, no, because I would just erase the time if I died.
I feel like you run into a lot of the same problems with
any
erase
problem
time.
Any problem I run into, I just erase it.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, I
you see? Any downside? Oh, God. Erased. It's the best power.
I think that, like, at a certain point, it's like you're putting a fire out with gasoline. Yep. You know? Like, I feel like that's not a good way to do it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Leave a comment. What do you think okay. the best superpower is?
All right. Let's read some of these.
Sure.
Damn, clickbaited again. I thought we were going to see Baldy struggle to lift some 10-pound dumbbells. Okay, guys.
We're pretty
okay.
close to 20K.
Oh, yeah, are we? Yeah. How many likes?
I think we were at 15K. Maybe we're getting close. By the way, if you're here, go back to the last episode with Knut and Arav and leave a like on the video. We're getting to 20,000. Once we get to 20,000, we're doing a gym special with Asmin and Emmy.
Oh, God.
What are we at?
Okay. Let me just go ahead and pull it up and see.
14,000.
Oh, thank God. Okay, like we're not even remotely close.
Bro, Jay, like the video. You haven't liked the video? Big. All right.
Fuck you, Jay.
Plus one. We need 6,000 more likes and we're getting Asmin in the gym.
Uh-huh.
Asmin actually looking like Jesus day by day.
Thanks.
Yeah. You came back like Jesus too.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. 14 days, not three, but you know, close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next one. Glue smells bad. I've never seen Texone look so small.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, true. Yeah. They work out a lot. That's
it
true.
It does make me feel very kawaii being surrounded by two jacked men. It's nice. It's good to feel small every now and then.
Why don't you read the last one?
Don't let Trump winning make you forget that Emmy couldn't read an IKEA clock and blamed it on her height. I've been saying that shit for years, man. We need way more Emmy hate in the comments, guys.
True. So true. Absolutely.
Where is it, guys? Come on. Yeah. Fuck Emmy. Anyways, Emmy, we miss you. We hope you're enjoying your trip in Japan.
Yeah.
And we look forward to her being back next episode. Sorry that it was just us through this time, guys, but hope you guys enjoyed it.
It's pretty much the same as the normal episode.
Did you see the graph that was put out?
I did.
Did you see last episode how much Emmy talked?
I think it was like, what, 45 seconds?
Yep.
How about that? How about that? So yeah, anyway, guys, thank you all very much for watching. I appreciate it. And we'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.
Yeah. So how are the women in Norway?
Compared to what?
Compared to here. Compared to an American woman, compared to a Norwegian woman.
So the impression you get by hearing people speak is that people in America, who's women as well, are more materialistic.
Yeah.
There's like more, oh, I got to find someone to provide for me, someone to this. Someone to...
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm not sure how much is reality or the internet is a little bit hard to differentiate them because I'm not here to get any woman.
Of course.
Like, there's definitely more of a focus on materialism and, like, a status.
Yeah.
You know, a big one.
You think so?
I think compared to, like, European countries, like, but, like, I'm not there, right? I'm just, like, kind of guessing. But, like, it certainly seems that way.
Sure. Yeah. I think the typical American man is, oh, I really want to put my dick in this chick. And then, you know, the women are usually like, oh, man, I really want to see how much money they make.
Yeah.
And I think families think that way too. I think when a man brings a woman to the family or talks about a woman to their family, they say, oh, what does she look like? And then I think if a woman talks about her man to a family, they say, oh, what does he do?
You're right.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.